Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 2nd, 2005. A very windy, cold day here in rural South Central Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, The Day the Manna Stopped. And the scripture text is from Joshua 5, verse 12. The manna stopped the day after they ate this food from the land. There was no longer any manna for the Israelites, but that year they ate of the produce of Canaan. We have a cat named Dottie. She was born to the farm cat who adopted us when we moved to Pennsylvania nearly 5 years ago. We have a gizmo that stores her food in a hopper and slowly empties into her feeding dish as she eats. When the hopper starts to run out, Dottie appears to be worried. She paws into the spare cat morsels as if to see how much is left. Yesterday, I filled the hopper as Dottie watched. In trying to detect the thoughts of a spiritual cat, I believe she was rejoicing as she thought, "My prayers have been answered." I only recall hearing the above text preached on once during my life. It was by a friend of mine in upstate Pennsylvania named Dave Zakelli. I really don't recall the specific points, but remember that this message fed my soul and challenged my life some 25 years ago now. God miraculously provided manna for the children of Israel in the wilderness. At first it was fascinating and quite tasty. Then it became a source of discontent and grumbling. Surely many in the new generation took it for granted as they had grown up with this miraculous provision. When the daily text was written, the people are in the promised land and eating of its provisions when the manna suddenly stopped. God provides, but not always as we expect. We care about Dottie, and we are going to do our best to make sure she has food. We may change the brand of cat food or the dispenser, which might bewilder or even worry her, but she will be cared for. How much more does God care for us? Consider His care in your life today. Are you worried and upset about a matter? In God's time, He sends manna, and at other times He stops and provides other provision. Surely the ceasing of what had become routine was just as mysterious as the initial provision. But God was in control, and He still is, and He always will be. Consider a song that many of you have heard and perhaps sung. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way for me. If you go to the website today, I have an audio link to a full version of that song placed up by a church in their own ministry. That website is dailyencouragement.net, and I would welcome you to visit the site. There's also a picture of Dottie up on the page today. She likes to watch me when I'm working on the computer. Now, Brooksine will conclude her time with a prayer she's written today based upon this very message.
Jesus, there is no one who has ever cared for me so completely as You. From the time You knit me together in my mother's womb, Your presence has been with me. You are the only one who completely provides for my spiritual, physical, and material needs. No problem is too small or great for You as I bring my request before You. So once again, this day, I trust You to provide for me and replace my worries with Your reassurance. As I plan my course this day, keep me mindful that You determine my steps. In Your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer with us. That is our prayer for you. This is a ministry called dailyencouragement.net. Again, that is our website for additional materials. We prepare these messages Monday through Friday. We've done so since 1996, although the podcast just started this fall. Well, have a blessed day today. May you continue to stay encouraged and stay faithful to Jesus Christ.